Hi guys, my name is Haley. Today I'll tell you the story of how I ended up in a school for the very poor. One day, my father was offered a job in a tiny town. The position was very promising, and he didn't hesitate to take it. I had to pack my bags and hit the road. The house we moved into was ordinary, just like our old one. But what struck me was that compared to the rest of the houses, it looked like some movie star's mansion. The neighbors' houses were old and run down, all cracked with faded paint on the walls, a miserable sight. We unloaded our things from the car, and when we finished unpacking, Mom sent me to the store. Buy us something for dinner and look around town. What's there to see? I was surprised. When I came out of the store with a bag in my hands, it was already dark outside, but the street lights were still not on. Well, this is getting interesting. I took out my phone and turned on the flashlight. Suddenly, someone's voice called out to me.
Wow, is that the latest model? Let me see.
A dark, talking figure appeared out of nowhere and frightened me so much. I grabbed a coconut out of my bag and, out of fear, threw it right at him. The voice shouted,
"Ouch! What are you, sick?
Get away from me!" I grabbed the bag and ran home as fast as I could. I slammed the door behind me, my back against it. My parents stared at me in surprise. When I finally caught my breath, I asked my dad, "Dad, can we go home now?
Did something happen?
This little town is so dirty and scary." Dad patted me on the head.
"It's only temporary. When my company builds a factory here, the townsfolk will have jobs and the town will blossom."
"So, we're not going back?" I frowned.
"I'm afraid not, honey."
I was very upset by his answer. I spent the rest of the evening in my room, mentally preparing for tomorrow. On my way to school, I kept turning my head around. I still couldn't see any decent houses. I hoped that at least the school would be normal, but I was wrong. It was a two-story red brick building that looked more like an old church than a school. I sighed, braced the straps of my backpack, and stepped inside. I have to admit that it looked pretty decent inside. As I walked down the corridor, everyone looked at me strangely. I knew why. I looked like a princess compared to the other students. My hair neatly styled, my makeup, my clothes were clean and ironed, but the other children's clothes were messy, dirty, or didn't fit because they were passed down to them from their older brothers or sisters. I picked up my pace to get to class as quickly as possible, but there too, I felt the stares on me. There was an empty seat in the back, right next to the guy with a huge black eye. I had no choice, so I sat down in that chair. The guy looked at me, and then he reached into his bag and pulled something out. He handed me a coconut.
"I think it's yours."
"What? Where did you get it?" "Ah, I just realized that it was the same guy that I hit so hard last night."
"I'm Billy," he said.
"Sorry, Billy, you just scared me." To my surprise, even though Billy's clothes were old, they were clean and neatly ironed. Billy leaned over and whispered in my ear,
"Don't show your weakness. That's the main thing."
I nodded, but I wasn't sure what he meant. Billy continued to draw something in his sketchbook. Soon, I understood what he was saying. It all started when I was in the cafeteria. Some kids came up to me and started asking me inappropriate questions. They had a clear leader. Her name was Jane. She grabbed my shirt and pulled it. "Nice outfit. Can I have it?" The other guys started touching my stuff and asking stupid questions too.
"Where did you steal the makeup?"
"Let me borrow your sneakers." They were touching me like I was some kind of museum object, pounding me with questions. I couldn't take it anymore. I stood up and said loudly, "Leave me alone." Jane got a little excited about it. "Wow, a rich girl doesn't like being among the poor. What's that got to do with it?"
"You think you're better than us? We'll see about that."
I shouldn't have reacted to their behavior. They were just looking for an excuse to start pushing me around. Jane and her gang left me alone, but not for long. For the rest of the day, she and her minions called me names. As I was leaving school, I could hear them whispering about something. I accelerated my step as I walked past. In the evening, I was sitting at home in the living room watching TV when suddenly a pebble hit the window glass. I went to the window and looked outside. There was Jean and her gang standing outside the house. It frightened me that they knew where I lived. I turned away for a second to call my mother. "Mom, look, there's someone outside the window." When Mom came over, we looked out the window again, but there was no one outside. "Don't be crazy. You better go to bed." Mom frowned. "Okay, maybe I really imagined it." I listened to my mother and went to my bedroom. I knew I had another hard day ahead of me tomorrow. In the morning, I went to school. I entered the classroom and sat in my seat. But as soon as I did, there was a loud, unpleasant sound, like I farted. Everyone around me started laughing at me and pointing their fingers. "Look, the city girl smells worse than us."
"Jane started it."
"Yeah, she eats her expensive fast food and she gets indigestion." Someone echoed her. I blushed in shame. Billy pointed to my chair. When I stood up, I saw a cushion from the prank store on my chair. The embarrassment was gone, and anger took over me. I grabbed the cushion and threw it at Jane. "Is that the best you can do? A dumb prank for kids?" I sat back in my seat and pretended like nothing had happened. But it turns out it was just a warm-up. At recess, I went to my locker to get my textbooks. But as soon as I opened the door, I was hit with an avalanche of garbage. I landed on the floor and a pile of garbage crushed me. There was so much of it that only my head was sticking out of it. As expected, Jane showed up at the scene. "You're supposed to be rich, so why do you live in a pile of garbage?" I only growled back. I was hoping that if I don't answer Jane, she'll get tired of mocking me. Naive. Jane even took a picture of me on her phone and posted a picture on Instagram with the hashtag Trash Girl. Now, in addition to the nickname Rich Girl, I had another one. The next class was PE. And not only was everyone trying to throw a ball at me, something else happened. I took a shower. And when I was done, I tried to grab my towel, but it was gone. The changing room was empty. It was all very suspicious. I had to run to the locker with nothing on. I thought I was going to put on my clothes and go home, but my backpack and my clothes were nowhere to be found. I searched all the lockers, every corner, hoping that Jane hid them somewhere here, but she took my things with her. What am I supposed to do? I can't stay here. I felt so sorry for myself. I wanted to cry, but I held back my tears. They won't be able to break me. I noticed on the wall a huge flag. It was the flag of the high school basketball team. That's when an idea popped into my head. I pulled the flag off the wall and wrapped it around me like a dress. I even tied some rope around it. I don't think I would have worn it to prom, but it turned out pretty good. I peeked cautiously from behind the door. There was no one in the hallway. I took advantage of the moment to dash out into the hallway and head for the exit. But I didn't even have time to take a couple of steps. The bell rang deafeningly. It was the end of me. All the doors of the classrooms opened, and the students poured out into the hallway. At first, they froze in shock. But then, a deafening wave of laughter came over me. They were pointing and giggling at me. Guess who made fun of me the most? "Nice dress. Where did you get it?" Jane winked. Kids took out their phones and started taking pictures of me. My face turned red with shame. I wanted to walk away, but my legs were shaking and wouldn't listen to me. I looked around. In the crowd of these fools, I saw Billy's face. He was whispering something. I managed to read his lips. "Don't show your weakness." I knew he was right, but damn it, it was hard. Suddenly, a thought popped into my head. Who are they for me to be ashamed and blush in front of them? This thought gave me strength. I clenched my fists and exhaled. Then one step at a time, I headed towards the exit. I walked like a model on a catwalk. even stopping and posing for the camera. Billy winked and took a picture of me too. I stopped behind Jane on purpose. She wasn't hiding her anger. She didn't like that I was taking matters into my own hands. I leaned over and whispered in her ear, "If you don't return my things tomorrow morning, I'll report you to the police." And I went on with my catwalk. As I left, the laughter changed to applause. But I don't care what they thought. I was walking through town and people were looking at me. Yes, I looked very strange, but I liked it. I learned not to be influenced by other people's opinions. I walked home and my mom and dad's mouths dropped open. "No questions," I asked. "Okay, dinner will be ready in 5 minutes." Mom nodded. I checked my laptop in the bedroom. Billy sent me a message with a picture of me and a flag. He captioned the photo, "Working on something cool, huh? He's a bit of an oddball." When I got to school in the morning, I finally realized what he was up to. There were posters of me in yesterday's outfit all over the school. Billy did a drawing of me from the picture, and it was good. The poster said, "Meet our new team mascot." Wow, I wasn't expecting that at all. As I walked around the school, the kids didn't look at me funny anymore. On the contrary, everyone said hello and gave me high fives. In my locker, I found all the things Jane took from me. A little later, when I was in PE class, our coach came up to me. He saw the poster and said I looked really good as a mascot. "We need such a confident and beautiful mascot." All the guys voted for it. Even Jane, a little hesitantly, said yes. So of course I said yes. Dad, upon hearing the news, came to basketball practice right away. He was holding a big box in his hands. Turns out, he told his boss about the school team, and he agreed to fund it. Dad handed out beautiful new uniforms to the players, and I got one too. I am, after all, their mascot. You know, our team even started winning. Going to school got easier, and with the factory and the new jobs, the town, the houses, and the people in it started to transform. Residents have become neater and more beautiful, and most importantly, kinder. Have you ever been bullied by kids at school? Did you manage to fight them off? Or maybe you moved to another city and took a long time to get used to it? Share your stories in the comments. I'll be sure to read each one. Bye!